Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mini Crush, Annie Edition number 2. Hello, Annie.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I'm great. Hello, Ramsey.
Hello.
Oh, I like that. Hello. You sounded like
practicing.
A kind old man or something.
Hello there.
Hello.
Please put on like an affectation for the rest of this.
like Benoit.
Benoit Blanc.
Benoit Blanc. I'm so excited for more movies with that character.
I am too. Like every time I just think of that accent.
I know.
Happiness.
Just like only play him.
Forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great? Daniel Craig is James Bond. He's like, I'm going to finish up my career by being Benoit Blanc in like 12 movies.
And I think like honestly, I suspect that they'll be good, but I think even if they weren't that good from here on out, I would still be totally in if he was just doing his Benoit Blanc thing of solving mysteries.
Sure.
Yeah.
Or just whatever. Put him in a romantic comedy.
Put him in everything. Put him in everything.
He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Annie, we're going to do some, I know the last episode we sort of did a Annie's here, let's do the female perspective thing, which I learned was wrong.
No, it wasn't.
wasn't. this time we're going to do more just of a straight up thing. And I want to honor some of the bits that Noel and I did and bring you into these because I think it's going to be kind of fun.
Awesome.
And we're going to start out with an old favorite on the Facebook page called Up With Fuck.
Up with fuck.
And this is when people name their favorite F-bomb.
Yes.
In a movie.
Okay.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go ahead and hear it.
All right. Damn it, fucking damn it! From Scream 3. The classic.
Which
Scream
one?
Scream 3.
What does it say again?
Damn it, fucking damn it.
Damn it, fucking damn it.
And
who says it?
I think it's Scott Foley.
Okay.
I guess, spoilers, is the killer.
Uh-huh.
And at the end, when Neve Campbell, Sydney, is like, you're just a big baby who's killing people because you could, you know, basically dressing him down.
Uh-huh.
He's like freaking out and he says, damn it, fucking damn it. And I love it so much.
That couldn't have been in the script.
I really hope it was. If someone knows, write in, please.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Ramsey, do you have one?
Yeah. Blue Velvet.
Oh, well.
I mean, Heineken, you know, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
And I told him,
get in the car, fuck.
I mean, anything that Dennis Hopper says in that movie is probably is cinematic gold. But from the last episode, I do love the Adventures in Babysitting when Elizabeth Shue says, don't fuck with the babysitter.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that reminds me of The Ring, too. See, I'm coming out with all the, like, horror sequels that aren't that good.
Right.
And The Ring, too. And at the end, she says, I'm not your fucking mommy.
I don't think I saw The Ring, too.
One F-bomb in a PG-13 movie. So, of course, they wait until the very end.
Yeah, there should be a movie where at the very end of a movie, the characters all just look at the screen and go, fuck.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I guess that's a line in last line of Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
What? That, my grandparents' house, I loved when I was a kid because they had like movies I wasn't allowed to watch there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just kind of try to guess what they were about. And I remember the cover of Eyes Wide Shut and wondering for a long time what that could be about.
I'm trying to picture grandparents watching Eyes Wide Shut.
My family is a big, big, big movie family.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's cool.
Thousands of VHSs, which I just learned you can donate to the Army. Because
oh, really?
If they're stationed in places around the world that don't have DVDs, they might have VCRs because we were trying to figure out what to do with all of these VHSs when we have no working VCRs anymore.
So donate to Army.
Yep.
That's what my dad would do when we would come back to the United States when we traveled. And he would just tape movie after movie off HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we would have stuff to watch when we were in Japan, Egypt, and all the other places I lived in when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we did.
I didn't know you lived in all these places, Ramsey.
Yeah.
What for?
My dad was an engineer, and my mom was a school teacher, so...
A lot of trains over there.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Annie, sorry. By the way, everyone, I mistimed that gag with Annie drinking a Montane.
Yes. That was almost water. A spit take.
No, yeah. I actually took the bullet train every day to school, so... But yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, so we would watch... Like I mentioned, 9 to 5, Jaws, Poltergeist, sure. All that type of stuff. And then, yeah, so didn't watch many movies in a theater as a kid.
I remember the old taping off of HBO days because because we didn't have a ton of money. We would tape on the slowest version or whatever that was, lowest
yes.
quality.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Try and jam like 3 movies in there.
Right.
And it was always funny to look at a shelf and see like, Jaws, Valley Girl, Halloween.
Right.
Like,
yes. Yeah,
on one tape.
Yes.
And,
yes.
You know, Chuck's Graduation.
Right. And you'd have to, like, fast forward through all
night.
That other stuff yeah. to get
prom
to
Prom Night, the horror film, and Prom yes. Night, the real horror film.
Yes.
My dad was a pro. He would actually, he got a, paper that he could put in his typewriter that had label making.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he would actually put the name of the movie, mm-hmm. the time code, when the movie
wow.
starts, what rating it was.
It's next level.
Yeah, so
that's,
he would, yeah, so.
That is
pretty
amazing.
Intense.
All right, hats yeah. off to your dad. What's your
wow.
dad's name?
Leroy.
Leroy? What a great name.
Yeah.
Ruby's swim coach is Leroy.
Oh.
He's fantastic.
I don't yeah. think I've ever met a Leroy. I just know Leroy Jenkins. But...
Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
One of my favorite names.
I got chicken.
Well, the first comment here is from Tim Ryder, and he says, Blue Velvet, Dennis Hopper is Frank Booth. I'll send you a love letter. You know what that is? It's a bullet from a fucking gun. If you get a love letter from me, you're fucked forever. Man. This is one of my favorites.
I just saw that for the first time like a week ago.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Whew, boy.
It's on Amazon Prime right now.
My brother, when he was in college, called me up, and little Chuck in high school, and he said, Blue Velvet, go rent it. Just do it.
Just do it. No
yeah.
explanation.
And I was like, I didn't know who David Lynch was, and I did it, and it was it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Kristen Sorensen says, if anyone orders Merlot, I am leaving. I am not drinking fucking Merlot.
That's
Miles,
Sideways.
Of course, from Sideways.
Yes.
A lot of Blue Velvets in here, Ramsey.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
A good one.
It's really hard to not go with Frank Booth.
Yeah. I do like Drew Barrymore. I think she says fuck in Donnie Darko, where she just like screams at the sky.
Oh, yeah.
After she's fired.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty solid
yeah.
fuck.
I forget she was in that. That was a really good role for her.
Yeah.
Small part, but really key.
Yeah, yeah. I went through a huge Donnie Darko phase, and
me
I had all
too.
These like theories of
yeah.
what does it all mean.
Boy,
and...
I was into that movie.
Oh yeah, me too.
Richard Kelly, he just—I don't know what happened. Did he have one good one in him?
Maybe. I think he did something else because I was into
it. Southland Tales, which was a huge flop and very highly panned.
Huh? Did that come after Donnie Darko?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting because I loved it so much. I feel like I was looking for
mm-hmm.
what else.
And I was director's cut in the theater. Like I was a big Donnie Darko guy.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I wonder if it holds up.
I've heard it doesn't, but
maybe I'll just leave it.
I'm a little afraid to
in
rewatch
my memory.
It. Yeah, I know. But,
little Jake, he was great.
Yeah, yeah,
and his sister
Maggie. Yeah.
Oh, that has a great F bomb in it. How does one suck a fuck?
Yes, that's right.
You can suck a fuck. So good.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Lee Cha says, I love the F-bomb in X-Men First Class.
Oh,
when
yeah.
Charles and Eric try to recruit Wolverine, his only response is, go fuck yourselves.
Which was improv, and they
oh,
laugh. They cut away. You can tell
wow.
they're laughing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, Hugh Jackman really just crushed that role.
Oh, yeah, he did. He was perfect for it.
I love that, the last movie.
Which one?
Logan.
Logan.
Not I was like
Wolverine, but
Dark
not
Phoenix.
I still haven't seen that. I'm a little scared too.
I watched it on the plane.
Plane
I was
movie?
Confused, but that's not good. But
really?
Yeah. Well, and I do love. I was reading a review of it for when it first came out, and I love. Somebody was like, basically, they spend the last 20 minutes trying to cross the street. And you're not sure why.
Oh wow!
It's kind of true.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Janelle Thomas says, Boondock Saints, my most favorite F-bomb ever, always. And then she doesn't say what it is. That's okay.
I can vaguely remember it.
Stephen Ull says, Sigourney Weaver in Galaxy Quest, they dubbed over it. If you watch carefully, when she spots a particularly peril-filled passageway, you can see the line was once much funnier. What's the line?
It's probably just fuck.
Fuck.
I guess, did anyone say Die Hard? If you kaye, motherfucker?
I don't see that in here.
I guess that's not technically fuck.
Mallory Foskett says, Little Miss Sunshine, when Paul Dano finds out he's colorblind and can't fly jets.
Yeah.
I think that was just screaming fuck.
Yeah, that was bad.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
So, so good.
I paid for that movie in like quarters. I almost didn't have enough money to see it in theaters, and I was like counting coins. Yeah.
That's adorable.
Yes.
Emily and I, when we lived in LA, were so broke we had change dates.
Oh.
So we would like save up our change over the course of months and then go dump it in one of those machines that spits out like $35.
And then we'd go eat tacos. They take a cut of it.
I know. She used to complain about that too. The two things that Emily complains about, what always cracks me up, is that
yes,
and the air pumps at gas stations. She's they're charging for air. And I'm always like, no, they're charging for the machine they had to build to put air in your tire.
Right.
Or the machine that does a great service by counting all of your change and giving you cash.
Like, don't be logical, Chuck.
You can roll it up and go to the bank if you want to. Or you can pay 10%.
I do. Thank you very much.
It's good stuff. We should do change dates with Ruby. I think she'd find that fun.
Yeah.
Kat Giambruno, old friend, says, go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Is that Anchorman?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy J. Norman says, shoot this motherfucker. Morgan Freeman in Wanted. I didn't see that movie.
Well, no Samuel L. Jackson's yet.
He is the FBI.
He is that. That's his whole thing.
Old friend Robert Paulson says, all of Uncut Gems. Good point.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Rabin says, Kevin Bacon in Tremors. Fuck you.
That is pretty good.
I haven't
thought about that in a while. So thanks.
EJ Halavik says from The Devil's Rejects, Tootie fucking Fruity.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that movie.
Oh, wait,
that's the Rob Zombie thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah, it's been a long time since I see it. But there's a lot of movies with devil in the beginning that I get mixed up. So I think I was thinking of a different one.
All right. Here's one from Juno, Deb Sanders, during her labor. Ow, 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 fuckity, ow. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's finish with Christy Boudreaux Hutchings from Pretty Woman. Cinder fucking Rella. Or Cinder fucking Ella.
Oh, that is a good one.
Cinder fucking Rella.
That reminds me of there's a lot of good ones in what's that movie that everyone loves? And I just watched it. It has Sarah Michelle Gellar. Cruel Intentions.
Mm, yeah.
She does a lot of Marsha fucking Sunshine or whatever.
Yeah. I really like that movie.
It was good. I just saw it within this month
for
the first time, and I was watching it like.
It was great.
Yeah. I can only imagine if I had seen that when it first came
Pretty
out.
Pretty hot movie, too.
Yeah, and at the time, it was like the first female kiss, and they won MTV's Sexiest Kiss Award or something.
Yeah. Boy, so sad about Selma Blair. Just heartbreaking.
I don't know about this.
She is MS now and is in pretty rough shape.
Oh.
Yeah. Has come out very publicly and sort of tried to advocate for the disease. And we did a stuff you should know about MS. And one of my very best friends died from complications of MS about 4 or 5 years ago. So it is a devastating, devastating thing. And
yeah.
I hate to see that she's going through that.
Yeah.
Or that anyone has to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
But on a lighter note, let's move away from Up With Fuck, and we are going to do a little bit, Annie. We do a thing with Noel called Noel's Holes, where I list out 20 movies.
Okay.
And Ramsey, going to help me out there with the scorekeeping. And we just very simply mark which ones he has seen and which one are holes. So for this edition, we're going to call this Movies Annie Hasn't Seen.
Yeah, probably. Perfect.
Because that's the right thing to do. And there are plenty of dumb jokes about filling Noel's holes and all that.
And, I can, yes.
Yeah, so here we go with, has Annie seen this?
Yes.
Have you seen this?
Wow, Ramsey.
Yeah, I like
look
that.
Look at you.
Uh-huh.
So here's how I do it, a yes and a no. And sometimes we do themes, and I decided I don't really, I mean, I know what you like to a certain degree, so I didn't want to do like layups for you.
Sure.
But I went with just 90s comedies in general.
Okay.
Because I figure you probably, we'll just see how this goes.
Okay.
This will tell us a lot about you.
Oh, Lord.
Be very revealing. Number one, Annie.
Yes.
A little movie with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy called Bowfinger.
No.
Okay.
I feel like I am getting psychologically evaluated, yes.
Well, I do it in a very clinical way as well.
You do.
So, number two, Annie. Mm-hmm. A little movie with Mike Myers called So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
No.
Okay.
I've been told I need to see that.
All right.
The judgment I can feel.
No, no judgment. I judge Noel. I don't judge you.
Okay, perfect.
Number three, a little Kevin Smith movie about mall culture called Mallrats.
No.
Okay. How old were you in the 90s? How old were you in 1990?
1992.
Oh, Jesus. So this is from 2 to 12?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know ages and decades.
That's okay. I won't take any offense.
I thought, like, these will be right. I should have done comedies of the 2000s to give you a more fair shot. Although, people watch movies from other generations, you realize.
This is true. I do realize this. And like I said, it was a big movie family. I come from.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, it doesn't.
Number four, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Nope.
Okay.
Dishes are done, dude.
Ramsey has seen that. Number five, an Adam Sandler movie called Big Daddy.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, in the game. Finally got a number on the scoreboard.
Okay. Number six, a Mel Brooks film called Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You seen these, Ramsey?
Yes, sir.
All of them?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Dang.
Okay.
I was well into my teens in the 90s.
So. Sure. Yeah, good point. I haven't seen a lot of these. You're certainly not getting judged for not seeing Mallrats, by the way. I mean, let's think about what we're doing here.
Okay.
Number seven, a little spoof film called Hot Shots.
Yes.
Okay.
I loved that movie.
You just looked so delighted when I said that.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that movie. I liked Part Deux.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Hot Shots Part Deux.
Did you like Part Deux more than Part One?
Yes.
Than Part Un?
Well, that's a bone of contention, like, between my wife and I. She liked the first one. I didn't really care for the first one as much as I liked the second one.
Oh, the second one, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interesting marriage is what I mean.
I feel like I'm getting judged now.
No, I love that that's a discussion point.
It comes up multiple times.
Oh, yes. It does.
Perfect, yeah.
The old Hot Shots debate. Number eight, a little movie with Ice Cube called Friday.
No.
You need to see that one.
Okay.
I'm not judging, but that should be on your list.
Okay.
The rest of these, yeah. Number nine, I have a feeling you've seen this. A little movie about bowling called Kingpin.
Nope.
Okay. I think that's where this is going, folks.
Oh, no.
Knowles usually comes down to the wire as far as 50-50 or above 50-50. That's sort of the break point, but there's no way. although you could finish strong. Number 10, a little movie about marijuana called Half-Baked.
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, man.
I'll have you back for a different. This is not fair. I'm now realizing. Last night I was typing this. I was like, "This is so fair," because I'm usually I'm hard on Noel. I was like, "You know, Annie is probably seen at least most of these." I was wrong. Yes. Number 11, a movie called The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
Okay.
Although I didn't see it until a couple of years ago, but I have seen it.
It still counts. you should hear Noel. He's like, "Oh, I think that's a movie with that lady that did the thing." And I'm like, no.
It doesn't count.
Number 12, a Jim Carrey film where he cannot tell the truth. Liar, liar.
Yes. I actually thought that movie was terrifying. It gave me
nightmares.
And I
just got that premise wrong. It's a movie where he cannot tell a lie.
Yes. Yes.
The movie gave you nightmares?
Yes. I thought someone was going to curse me and I wouldn't be able to lie.
Wow.
And this was, as a child.
Well, you saw it when you were four.
Devastating news that I could possibly not lie.
You thought magic was real.
Yes.
All right. Number 13, a movie called Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit.
Back in the Habit, oh yeah.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. You see that, Ramsey?
I did not.
Oh!
I didn't see either one of those. I didn't see a lot of these.
Well, then the What We Do in the Shadows joke must have just gone right over.
What was the joke?
Where he, Viago, one year went to the Unholy Masquerade dressed as Back in the Habit, and and nobody liked it.
That's good. All right, number 14, another Eddie Murphy movie called The Nutty Professor.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're catching up.
Oh, maybe. I'm still in the game.
Yeah, you're still in the game.
Okay.
Number 15, a movie with Brendan Fraser and Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler called Airheads.
I don't think I saw that. No.
It's about a band that breaks into, takes over a radio station hostage to play their song, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right, Ramsey?
Correct.
I went through such a huge Brendan Fraser phase that thought maybe I had seen it, but that doesn't sound
like heartthrobby, or I love him as an actor?
Heartthrobby.
Okay.
Because I think I love The Mummy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever, my pitch of good, bad movies, if you let me come and do that, I will talk about The Mummy forever.
I've never seen The Mummy.
But anyway, I had a huge
crush.
That
got past me.
It's just fun. It's really fun.
Yeah.
I think I could quote that entire movie.
Let me see here did I mark that one? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I don't think I marked Airheads. Sorry. Oh, no. I just marked it in the yes column. And you saw me do it and let me do it.
See? The liar, liar thing.
Number 10, you may have seen this, a movie called 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yes.
Yes.
I have seen that.
I thought that was a very cute movie.
It was.
Heath Ledger, R.I.P. Mm-hmm. So sad.
Yeah.
Number 17, I don't think you've seen this movie. I haven't even seen this movie. A movie called Basketball.
I have seen Basketball.
All right.
I watched it a year ago. Yes.
You'll be pleased to know, 8 yeses now to 9 noes. You have staged quite a comeback.
Oh.
With 3 to play, is that math right?
Did you say 18?
Yeah, we're on 17. We're about to go into 18.
18, 19, 20. Okay. Maths are not my strong point. Number 18, a movie with Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn, and Bruce Willis called Death Becomes Her.
Nope.
Okay. That one wasn't fair because that was more of a adult skewing comedy and you were a child.
I did watch a lot of weird things, though. It's in the realm of possibility.
That's true. All right. So you were 2 down with 2 to go. So you can equalize. Are you nervous?
I'm excited. I am very competitive.
Annie's sitting up in her seat, yes. Everyone. She's like on the edge of her chair, literally. Number 19. I hope it goes down to the last one. An Arnold Schwarzenegger film called Kindergarten Cop.
I have seen Kindergarten
Cop. All right,
Cop.
Boy. I'm nervous now.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, everyone. The equalizer or not. Number 20. An animated film about our two favorite dum-dums, Beavis and Butthead to America.
I have seen it.
All right.
Yes.
I was rooting for you.
Yes.
All right. 10 to 10.
It is funny. I've seen most of these movies recently, though.
Hey, that's all. It doesn't matter when you saw it. You could have seen Beavis and Butthead do America yesterday.
That I saw as a kid, and it also scared me. The animation style frightened me.
Well, they're creepy looking, scary guys.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the real versions of them?
No.
Let me pull that up. It's really creepy.
I'm already nervous about this.
Real Beavis and Butthead. Someone did like a real life
rendering of them. Oh, God.
Of what they would really look like if they were dudes.
Oh, it's awful, everyone. It's so bad.
You never seen that, Ramsey?
Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, yeah. That's
oh,
creepy.
My God.
No one needs to see that.
That they look like monsters.
I know. But they also look like guys in like from high school in the 80s, like for real.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoever did that, they did a great job.
Oh, I'm having nightmares tonight.
I wasn't
Chuck.
The biggest Beavis and Butthead fan. I didn't watch a ton of it. I watched a little bit of it, but I definitely didn't get caught up in the big phenomenon. And I can never remember who was who.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but my older brother did, and I was trying to be cool and watch things with him, so that's the only reason I ever watched it, but it did scare me.
Oh, Christ. Here's a
Here's
an update of what they would look like 26 years on.
Oh, it's awful. Don't.
Jeez.
Wow.
Jeez. Can you imagine seeing that coming towards
Beavis
you?
Beavis looks like Conan O'Brien.
Oh!
Is he the one on the right?
Yeah.
He looks like Conan O'Brien and Art Garfunkel had a baby.
Wow.
All right. That's really interesting.
Interesting is a word for it.
We're going to finish up with sometimes, Annie, I will gank bits from the Movie Crushers page because they come up with so many fun things. And this week I'm going to borrow from Brittany Story, who had a great post. Share a time when you made a reference to a movie and it fell flat.
Oh, I feel like this is every day.
Well, I was about to say, it happens to me all the time because I'm always throwing movie quotes out there.
Yes,
and
I am too.
And most of the time people are just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, me too. It is nice though, especially if you do it. I do it in podcast episodes sometimes, mm-hmm. and I try not to draw attention to it.
Yeah, I do that too.
And I love when someone will email and be like, I recognize that. I know what you're doing.
Yeah, and I will occasionally I will point it out to Josh or something if he looks at me quizzically, like I will say, oh, that's a reference from whatever. But most of the times I won't. And it's great because you'll get like the one email.
Yes.
And I will always answer back and be like, man, you're the only one who caught it.
Yes.
I love you.
I know. It is very, very delightful.
It's a very fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And Brittany started out and she says, 6 months ago, I accepted a new contracting gig to cover a leave of absence. And the woman I was covering sent me an email with one last thing that was so important to note before she went out: to refill her candy dish regularly and always deliver the same line to our boss in the UK. I responded and quoted the iconic, "I'm right on top of that, Rose," from Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, thinking it was perfectly fitting for the situation. Doesn't every elder millennial Gen Xer live for that movie? Well, apparently she had never seen it and thought I was responding to a competing job offer and went so far as to tell others on the team that I called her the wrong name to watch my attention and watch my attention to detail. Nope.
Ooh.
Just another example of me thinking everyone has the same taste in humor and understanding my references.
Wow. That's worse than I would say falling flat.
That's like
as potential firing.
Let me see. Noble Long says, and then I think he's referencing the dude, where's my car?
Oh.
When Ashton Kutcher goes – or they go to order Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman at the Chinese restaurant keeps saying – like they would order something. And she keeps saying, and then?
Right.
And like, I'll have chicken fried rice. And then? And I'll have egg rolls. And then?
Yeah.
And I love that line because I lived around the corner from a Chinese place when I lived in L.A. in my apartment. And they did that there.
Yeah.
And I would order something. And the guy would go, and? And? And I was just like, I think he just wants me to keep ordering food.
Yes.
It might be a ploy.
Yes. Did you fall for it? Yeah.
So that may be a culture thing with Chinese restaurants. I don't know.
Hmm.
Let me see here. Another one of my favorite things that happened when I was a kid at a Chinese restaurant is, and I remember this distinctly from when I was like 10 years old,
mm-hmm.
my mom and I went to a place and there was a couple ordering takeout and we could hear them from our booth. And I guess they didn't get Chinese food much because they named off like four things in a row and asked if it had cheese on it.
Oh.
And the sweetheart of an owner just kept saying no, no, no.
Right.
And then finally at the end he said, Chinese food doesn't have cheese on it. Or there is no Chinese food that has cheese on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's just not.
I remember.
But then I remember thinking about an egg roll with melted cheese and thought, maybe this guy's onto something.
Maybe. I lived in China for a while. And when I got back from China, one of the first things I bought was a huge hunk of cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Just not.
And just like ate it.
Yeah. No
cheese. There wasn't that much dairy in general, uh-huh. at least where I was.
Yeah.
It was the cheese that I really missed. Like everything else was, that's fine. But. Jeez.
No cheese.
Mm-hmm.
It's lifeblood.
Yes.
Ramsey, you got a comment?
Yeah, I was going to say Demolition Man, there are two different versions. One is Pizza Hut, when they talk about the franchise wars.
Right.
And
then
oh my gosh.
There's the Taco Bell. And I saw the Pizza Hut version, which also has cheese, but there are no Taco Bells in Asia whatsoever.
Of course.
When I came back to the States and saw Demolition Man again, I was like, wait a second, something's not right. Mm-hmm. So,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it was all based around the fact that Asian people really don't eat Mexican food.
Yeah, and I imagine there are probably not a ton of Chinese restaurants in Mexico.
No, I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
That's why I like America, guys. We get it all.
I had a Pizza Hut in China, and it was the fanciest damn Pizza Hut I've ever been to. It was like they unfolded the napkin on my lap level of fancy. There was a chandelier. Pizza Hut. I was like, am I in the wrong place?
How was the pizza? Was it standard? It's probably the same.
It was standard. I just ordered regular, and it was Hawaiian pizza, which I thought was interesting. It was pineapple and ham.
That was a regular pizza.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was good.
Emily likes... what do you get on your pizza, everyone? I'll go first. I am a meat man.
Okay.
And so sometimes I'll go with a pork special. I'll do a sausage and bacon. Emily does gluten-free, of course. Green pepper, pineapple, and mushroom is her favorite pizza.
Yeah.
Ramsey?
I don't eat pizza as much as I used to, but...
Just go ahead and get out.
Yeah. Amazo down the street from here, they do like that really spicy one.
Yeah, the meatball.
So it has like sausage, or is it pepperoni?
Sausage, I think.
Sausage, and then it has like these hot peppers on it that's really spicy.
Yeah.
That I love. But I love sun-dried tomatoes as well on my pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, Annie, what's your pizza jam?
If it's a good, like, really nice pizza place, as in not, I just need pizza and I'm
like
getting
wood-fired, good.
Yes. Like a thinnish crust, a little char. Then I like a classic margarita. I say basil. Uh-huh. Basil, tomatoes, that's pretty much it. Nice cheese, like the good quality cheese.
Yeah, I'm down with that too. Or just a basil and like a buffalo mozzarella with garlic or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. A little char, like you said, on that thin crust.
The cravings. Why did you do this to us, Chuck?
I'm calorie counting too. It's just the fucking worst.
Oh,
I hate it.
I can't eat an entire pizza.
I got myself into this mess.
It's true.
Got to get it out. All right, let me see here. I don't even remember what we were doing. Bond movie quotes. Let me see. Melissa Zarate says, I used to work with a guy named Wayne Bruce. I think I see what's coming.
Yep.
And one time during a morning meeting, I called him Man Bat. Oh, that's great. I just assumed she's going to say Bruce Wayne or something. That is so next level.
Yeah.
And she said nothing.
Ooh.
I was boiling inside, friends.
Yeah.
Man Bat. That is fantastic, Melissa.
Yes.
You're one of my favorite. Favorite newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
Your old pal status immediately. Let me see. Kevin Miller, I don't even know this. Every time I scream, the tortures of the damned. Anyone know what that is?
No.
He sent me a YouTube link. Vampire, you idiot, Nosferatu. Christ. The tortures of the damned. You know who that is. It's Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is probably
he's a lot of those.
A frequent,
bees.
I've
seen that, but wasn't that part of Wicker Man? Was like a bee thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Popular costume at Dragon Con.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. People dress as kind of that meme of Nicolas Cage and with bees flying all around.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
Let me see here. Noah Hubbard. I don't know this. I wish people would have said the movie. Now we see the violence inherent in the system. Don't know that line.
That sounds familiar, though.
That was an old pal. Ramsey, can you look that up?
Sure.
You need to hear it again? Now we see the violence inherent in the system. Ben Cleaver says, I live my life to movie quotes.
Yeah.
This happens to me regularly, so I can't give you one example. All right. A lot of people are just saying this happens all the time. So I guess in fairness, that's exactly what we said.
Yes. I can think of a few... I can think of a few. Like, I say, going back to The Mummy, 1999, there's a line I say all the time, and people don't usually get it, but it's, "The curse! Beware of the curse! Beware!" I love that. People usually look at me as
Yeah, cute. They just think you're, you know.
Yes, yes.
Emily and I have a bunch. I've talked about a few of these, but one of our favorites from Boogie Nights is, "You think so, Doctor?" And that is the scene where there's the girl is ODing and she's like on the ground, nose gushing, blood gushing from her nose after bad coke. And the guy freaking out is like, "I think she's got some bad coke." And the guy goes, "You think so, Doctor?" So Emily and I use that a lot as just sort of Captain Obvious
right.
type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
That was Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that Jeez. Is not what I was thinking at
yeah,
all.
I feel yeah. like I should have known that. That's probably a deep cut, though, in fairness to us. Joss Burns. Is that how you pronounce that name? J-O-C-E? Jose? Josie?
Sure.
Jockey? Joke?
I would go with Jose, but I am
Jolchi?
Not for sure.
I think it's Joshe.
Okay, go with how your heart feels.
I quote Futurama daily. Thankfully, I've got a couple of friends that will always get it. Everyone else, though. I still remember getting a disapproving look from my boss when I declared confidently, "I'm back, baby." Coming back from a delivery, she clearly wasn't a Bender fan. I didn't watch a lot of Futurama, and I was a big Simpsons guy, so.
I actually preferred Futurama over to The Simpsons.
Oh, interesting.
But I started watching this. I don't know why I was so afraid of things as a kid. But I was afraid of The Simpsons.
Really?
I was like, "He's strangling Bart. He's going to kill him."
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess for a kid, that's a weird thing to see.
Yeah. No, I didn't appreciate.
He was an abusive father.
Yeah, yeah. No, I did. But I loved Futurama, even though, I mean, maybe especially because actually there's some episodes that just made me cry.
Yeah.
Sad. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
There's one, any fan that has watched it knows immediately one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here. Ralph Spradley says, "Just told someone at work today, here to help you, Doc, 100%. Jack Nicholson from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And he said he got crickets.
I frequently say, this isn't a movie, but from Seinfeld, I say, "You live and you learn, at least we lived," which is a joke in the show. And a lot of people look at me like,
"Yeah, like, is that true?"
Yeah, like I said something wisdom. Kind of depressing or something. It's like too much of a pain to explain. I'm like, no, it's good. Whatever.
One of our oldest pals, Landis Good. Hello, Landis. She says, "Ooh," I say, "hold on to your butts." All the time. Sam Jackson from Jurassic Park. And
yes.
People look at me like I'm rude. But it's perfect for scary situations.
It's true. And it was great because he had a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah. Christian Fruling says, "I am serious and don't call me Shirley." All the time. You know that quote?
Mm-mm.
You ever seen the movie Airplane?
I have.
That's Shirley, you can't be serious. "I am serious and don't call me Shirley."
Yeah.
That's a good old bit.
Yeah.
And let me see here. Let's finish up with this. This is from Lauren Barnes. She says, "The only movie I ever quote is Return to Oz."
Oh.
Well.
That also scared me as a kid.
I will say, Lauren, if that's the only movie you ever quote, a lot of them probably fall flat because that's
yes.
not the most widely known or quotable movie.
No.
She said, "So this is my life. Fortunately, when I'm looking for something around the house and I say, 'Where's my powder of life?' and my best Jean Marsh, my husband and daughter understand me."
Yeah, that's good. Probably had to explain that at some point.
That's good stuff. And you know what? Maybe we got a few more minutes. Let's get to a couple of these comment card questions because we had some really good ones last up and there are so many good ones. And since you're still here, Annie.
I
haven't run away. All right, here's one. Michael Williams says, "What is your favorite film goof or continuity error?"
Ooh.
Do you have one that comes to mind?
I immediately think of the classic A New Hope when the stormtrooper hits his head.
Sure.
They just keep going.
That's great.
And it's funny because I never noticed it until
either.
Someone pointed it out to
yep.
me. I used to be that kind of annoying person who loved finding the errors. So in Jurassic Park, Nedry is watching the live security footage. It's like clearly a iTunes movie that's been recorded already. I really liked that. There aren't too many. Most of the things I'm thinking of, I was really nitpicky and they're actually not that interesting.
Yeah.
But I really like the Stormtrooper one. That's
It's classic.
Yeah.
It's funny because it really, like, once you see it, A, you can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it just really sort of normal, like, you feel like, oh, that's some dumb actor in a costume. Kind of takes you out of it a little bit.
Yeah, but I love it.
let me see here. Jenna Van Valen, one of our old pals, says, we all have them, Annie. What is your trash TV obsession?
Trash TV?
Do you have any?
I'm much more of a trash movie person, actually. Again, everybody, write check and tell him to let me do a segment on good, bad movies.
Yeah.
Because I have a whole list of them.
Yeah, we could do those specials every now and then. That'd be fun.
No, I'm not. I'm taking over your show slowly from the inside.
Guys, Annie's coming out with a pillow. It's over my face.
I just let me talk about Congo and the Mummy, please.
Oh, Congo was fun.
Oh, okay. Can I tell you my Congo story?
Sure.
I thought Congo was an Oscar-winning movie, and it was, like, really going to be emotionally draining to watch.
Yeah.
So I put it off for years. This is all based on a Seinfeld joke that I just misinterpreted, uh-huh, that it was an Oscar-winning movie.
Oh.
So, cut to, like, a couple months ago, I see it's on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. It's very late, and I'm like, you know what? I've been putting this off for years. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
Let's watch this movie. My friend falls asleep while I'm watching it. I get all the way to the part where the apes are getting killed by lava before I start to suspect, right, that maybe this isn't.
Isn't that like the end of the movie?
It's near, yeah, the very end. And I was talking to my friend. I'm like, Katie, I don't know. I don't know about this.
When's this going to get good?
And then they escape in a hot air balloon. And I was like, there's no,
that's
way.
Right.
And I actually looked it up because I was like, this cannot be true. And there are articles written about how specifically bad but fun that movie is. Just, yeah, articles and articles and articles. If you haven't seen it, Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Tim Curry saying, that gorilla has seen the lost, yeah, city of Zinj is one of my favorite lines of all time.
Yeah, that was good stuff. We should do a bad movie thing every now and then. I think it's a great idea. And then finally, let's end up with Desiree Hild says, when are you going to do an episode with Annie on Winter Soldier? Can we just make that the next one?
I just gasped aloud. That was like an actual response. I am so ready to talk about the Winter Soldier. I have so many things to say. I watched it with my mom the first time last week.
Oh, wow.
And I cosplay as the Winter Soldier every year at, ooh, Dragon Con.
Okay.
And my mom...
Who are you, the Winter Soldier?
Yes. And my mom kept saying, but isn't he a bad guy? Why do you want to dress as a bad guy?
Oh, sweet mom.
I know. I was like, he's not bad, mom. It's a mind control thing.
Yeah. I've never met your mom, but I adore her from all the stories you've told. She sounds great.
She is a delight to watch movies with. Yeah. That is for sure. Yes. Yes.
All right, Annie. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on hitting the 50% mark on movies Annie hasn't seen.
I feel very accomplished.
Yeah.
Probably ridiculously so. It's not appropriate. Yes. Yes.
Look at me.
I feel like I should get a certificate or something.
All right. I'll make one up for you.
Perfect.
Let me get my calligraphy pen out.
Yes.
Thank you, Ramsey.
Not a problem.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
And this was a lot of fun. We'll see you guys next time.
Yes.
Perfect.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.